We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome to Untangle, the podcast from Muse, the brain-sensing headband that helps you meditate, and Meditation Studio, the 5-star app. I'm Patricia Karpus. What a crazy time this is. We are wishing you a measure of calm and peace as you deal with whatever the new normal is for you. We'll be sharing a meditation each week to help support you on this journey. Today's meditation is also one of my favorites. It's called Love and Equanimity by Kate Johnson.
Equanimity is a form of love. Not romantic love, not brotherly love. It's the love of the heart that is turned towards wisdom, that can see life in all of its ups and downs, and doesn't get thrown by the highs and lows, but is able to love anyway. So equanimity is this quality of love that has stability, steadiness, a love that is sure. And cultivating it can help us to access stability and sustainability and resilience as we move through our day and as we work for change. So we'll start this practice just as you are now, sitting or lying down, finding a space where your body can feel comfortable, and closing your eyes if that's okay. So that we're starting to turn from getting our information visually from outside towards the felt experience of our body right now. And so one of the traditional ways of teaching equanimity is to embody equanimity by sitting or standing or even lying down as a mountain. So starting to embody this mountain-like quality, feeling that your body is connected to the earth deeply and has a wide, firm base. And then imagining that the top of the head, if you're sitting or standing, is tall. Surrounded by clear blue air. With a wide 360 degree view. Embodying this quality of stability, mountain-like endurance, and from the cool peak of the mountain, the long view, wide view. And so we'll spend the first few moments of this practice connecting with this posture, being as a mountain. And imagining your breath as the wind that circles around this mountain structure. A feeling that the body is grounded. Awareness is spacious. Feeling the breath come and go. Staying steady in the midst of change.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've ever thought about therapy and haven't quite jumped in yet, it may be the right time to explore BetterHelp. Whether you're looking for new coping skills or to improve a relationship, or maybe dealing with some social anxiety or just need to recharge your batteries so you can be the best version of yourself, therapy is great. And this could be just the right time to give BetterHelp a shot. Finding a therapist through BetterHelp is easy. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and they do their best to match you with a licensed therapist that's a great fit for you. Visit betterhelp.com/untangle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/untangle. Now, back to our show.
Now, maintaining this embodiment of equanimity, this quality of love that is stable, steady, sustainable. We'll start to include some phrases to help open the heart into this quality of equanimity. And so the phrases that we'll use sometimes can sound a little cool or detached, but remembering that equanimity is a form of love seeing if it's possible to imbue these phrases with warmth and with care. The first phrase is, things are just as they are. Things are just as they are. Taking a few moments to repeat this phrase to yourself, reflecting on the current circumstances of your life. Perhaps we love what's happening at the moment, perhaps not. But this phrase is a brave and loving declaration that we're willing to see what's actually happening. Things are just as they are. Repeating a few times to yourself. Things are just as they are. Noticing the body sensations that arise when you contemplate this phrase. The feelings, the other thoughts, and seeing if it's possible to return again and again. This brave and loving truth, things are just as they are right now. And then the second phrase, may I accept things just as they are. May I accept things just as they are. So it's not that we love them, it's not that we want them to continue necessarily. But that the wise heart of love understands that acceptance and allowing is actually a stage in the path of transformation. Repeating to yourself a few times, may I accept things just as they are. Sometimes in contemplating this phrase, we notice all the places where it's hard to accept, where we feel resistance. So noticing that, allowing it to be there. If you like, perhaps ventilating that experience with a few deep breaths. And then returning. May I accept things just as they are. And then before we close the practice, calling forth the energy and embodiment of the mountain-like quality again, feeling deeply rooted in the earth, head open to the sky. And our full width and full depth of the body. Body breathing, and able to witness the coming and going of breath without holding on. And may this practice help you to cultivate equanimity in the inevitable ups and downs of life as you move towards individual and collective transformation. Thank you for your practice.